Citation for George Edgar, EDGAR, July 2936, addresses a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 5831914. Dear Dr. Murray, consultation for Mr. Edgar, who has progressive chronic kidney disease. I haven't seen him since August 2018, that's more than 3 years. In that opportunity, he was a resident of Masonic Home with prior history of acute kidney injury requiring dialysis, pneumonia, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance, obesity, atrial fibrillation, hypertension. He thinks there has been weight loss. He's now home for the last 2 years. Weight went down from 320 to 262. He's now doing salt or fluid restrictions. Sometimes he drinks 3 quarts a day. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, isolated diarrhea without bleeding. Has some degree of lower extremity edema. Uses a walker, has a sleep apnea on CPAP machine, however, no oxygen or inhalers, has problems of frequency, urgency, nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. There has been no claudication symptoms or ulcers, denies chest pain palpitation, that has, however, dyspnea at rest and or activity, no purulent material hemoptysis. Chronic back pain, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, denies pruritus, headaches, bleeding nose gums, no inflammatory joint abnormalities, no bruises. Next paragraph. The past medical history for obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease that has slowly progressive over time, being in 2014 around 1.4, 1.6 for a GFR of 40, atrial fibrillation, multiple cardioversions. Congestive heart failure, diastolic type, problems of vertigo, multiple falling episodes. Depression, gout, COPD. Next paragraph. Surgeries include the cardioversions, a lap band for obesity weight reduction, prior colonoscopies, cataract surgery, left thumb fender repair. Next paragraph, prior smoker, discontinued many years back, no heavy alcohol intake or drugs. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include metoprolol, Lasix, a number of eye drugs for glaucoma, Norvas, Remeron, Lipitor, Coumadin, allopurinol, thyroid, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Today weight 262, blood pressure 180/60 on the left side, morbid obesity, tachypnea, some degree of respiratory distress, bilateral JVD, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no localized valvulitis, no pericardial rap, the lap band device on the right upper quadrant, obesity of the abdomen tympanic, no gross tendon and rebound, no gross ascites, 2+ edema bilateral, stasis changes, decreased pulses, no ulcers, uses a walker, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Creatinine has progressively risen. February 2020, 1.9 for a GFR of 34. August 2021, 2.3, GFR 28. And June of this year, 2.6 for a GFR of 24. The last time I saw him in 2018, creatinine 1.8, at that time GFR 36. Most recent sodium potassium normal, there is metabolic acidosis with low bicarbonate 20 and high chloride 111, and normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. He has gross proteinuria, 500 or more for a number of years, with trace amount of blood, anemia around 12.9 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Anemia has been chronic for the last 4 years. MCV has been in the lower 90s, normal platelets, normal white blood cell and differential. A1C at 6.5. Back in 2018, there was a kidney ultrasound, 9.8 on the right, 9.3 on the left. There was no on the right side moderate hydronephrosis. Bilateral cyst. Fullness on the left side, but question early hydronephrosis. No masses, no stones. Back in 2018, the advice was for him to see urologist. I'm not clear if that happened or not. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, no symptoms to suggest uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, does have volume overload CHF, but apparently compensated. We discussed the importance of salt fluid restriction. I think he's eating too much salt and drinking too much liquids. Next number, hypertension, not very well controlled. Next number, prior documented right-sided hydronephrosis, a new kidney ultrasound is going to be requested, including post-void bladder. Next number, hypertension, systolic, not controlled. We will adjust medications. He needs to check blood pressure at home. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. On rate control. Next number, previously documented congestive heart failure. Diastolic type with preserved ejection fraction. I do not see a recent echocardiogram. Next number, prior respiratory failure at the time of CHF and pneumonia. Was on the vent. Next number, obesity. Next number, prior lap band bariatric surgery. Next number, prior severe hyperglycemia at the time of respiratory failure back in February 2018. However, I don't see any medications specifically for diabetes at this point in time. Next number, gross proteinuria with normal albumin, so there is no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. We see what the new kidney ultrasound shows and the new blood test. I'm going to add monoclonal protein. Follow up with results on the next few weeks, end of dictation,